Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Bartow's Morning News. It is a political talk Friday. We do have one of our local representatives here in our studios, actually, the mayor of the city of White. I've been telling you she'd be joining me here, Kim Bilyeu. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Good. Yeah, great to have you here joining us. Nice to have somebody that's actually responsible for a small municipality and get a chance to sit and chat. It's not like what we see on the main stage of the presidential race, because I don't know if I could handle that.
Me either.
you've been the mayor for a little bit now. Tell us what it's been like sort of now kind of settling into the routine of council meetings, meeting with citizens, just kind of the day-to-day life of governing with the city of White.
Well, it's different every day, so there is no routine. It's always crazy.
But city council meetings, those are pretty much set, so.
Yeah, they're always eventful.
They're eventful, but you've got a city manager, you've got people that you work with that kind of help make sure they're driving the day-to-day business as well.
Yes, we have a city clerk and an assistant.
And I know some of the big things you guys have been dealing with lately is it the road, kind of that railroad crossing?
Oh, that Richards Road.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about what's going on with that.
Well, I'm hoping I found a solution. When I went to convention, I sought out a company in the vendors, and I think they're going to be able to help us, and it's going to be at a great savings, and the council will be able to vote on that Monday night.
All right, now for folks who may not have been paying attention to sort of this has been an ongoing issue, what was the initial start of the problem with the intersection of the CSX Railroad and Richards Road?
It has nothing to do with the railroad. It has nothing to do with the height of the crossing. It has everything to do with erosion of the ground under the road.
So that's a safety issue now.
Extremely.
Now, is Richards Road, it's been closed, I'm assuming, for a little bit, right?
Since April, maybe.
Okay. So is the plan to figure a way around it or to try to repair it?
We're going to repair it.
Okay. Now, what have the citizens been talking about while it's been closed and you've been trying to find a solution?
There really hasn't been too much. They've been really good about it. So there have been some that have been vocal, but I don't think they understand why.
Well, you know, and the problem with social media, and we see this, I mentioned tongue-in-cheek, the presidential race, but social media allows everybody a platform, and they don't conduct themselves maybe how they would if they were talking to you face-to-face. They just feel like they can just say whatever they want without knowing all the facts.
Well, we try to put everything out there on social media and give them all the facts. I don't know if they're reading it or reading part of it, but we try to put it out there because that's just the easiest way and the fastest way to get information out to the people, and it's there for them.
Well, we loved covering all of our city council meetings for all of the different municipalities, and it's great being able, for me, to be able to keep touch on what's going on in our community. And a lot of people may not pay that kind of attention if they're not in and around the city of White. That's one of the challenges you've been dealing with. What about water through White?
Alan.
What?
That's going to be another thing brought up Monday night. We have had, I believe, 7 leaks in 10 days. We have an aging water system, and it's going to have to have some attention.
All right, and that's a big project because it affects a lot of people.
I don't even want to think about it, but I have to, and it's just going to have to be addressed, and we're going to have to find a way, period.
Now, that's something that's been on for, it's not just something that came up in your term. I mean, the issues with some of the water and the infrastructure has been around for a while.
I believe they went in 1958.
That's a long time ago.
I know. So now, I mean, my water person told me yesterday that one of the leaks that they repaired, again, it's been repaired like 3 or 4 times. Band-Aids aren't working anymore.
Yeah, at some point you've got to replace the entirety of the infrastructure. I know we've been watching this happen in the city of Cartersville, where they've been trying to be as least disruptive to businesses, replacing water mains. In fact, the big thing was Cherokee Avenue was now finally repaved, but for weeks and weeks and weeks they were doing a lot of water work here. I mean, it's not just your city, it's every city.
And I mean, we do have to have water.
Generally speaking, yes. So what's sort of the high-level plan? I know you guys, I think that you were looking for some grants in as well to work on that aging infrastructure.
Well, we're going to discuss it with the council Monday night. I mean, we're already I'm talking to people to try to find grants and loans and whatever we can do, bake sales, whatever.
Bake sale. Citizens, come bake a cake and let's save our water. It's tough. It's tough because you're a smaller municipality, so you don't have nearly the kind of an operating budget of, let's say, the county seat here in Cartersville or the county itself for the unincorporated areas of Bartow.
I know. People say, well, all I want to do is spend money. Well, no, I don't. I want to be debt-free. That is my main goal, but everything's broken, and we have to fix it.
How many, now let me ask this, because a lot of people do like to complain about government, doesn't matter where. How many people show up for the city council meetings to listen and be an active part when they do open the floor to public complaint or public comment?
Regularly? Two.
Two people. So there's, how many people live in White?
Between 750.
Okay, so two people out of about 7,500 people.
No, seven.
Oh, 750. Yes. Okay, there you go. When you said, sorry, I thought I was thinking like 7,000 people and only two show up? Well, that's okay. About the same numbers probably show up in most of the city council meetings, which is kind of a shame because if you got involved locally, you'd have a lot better understanding of what goes on. And those are public meetings. You can come to them.
Yes.
So,
and you can speak.
And there's a segment usually with every one of our council meetings that they open the floor for anything that might be an issue or concern from the constituency. So we're here with Kim Beaulieu. She's the mayor of the city of White. We've got to take a short time out. We've got more when we come back. And your local time is 8:49. Welcome back, everyone, to Bartow's Morning News. Last segment here with a guest. We've got Kim Beaulieu. She's the mayor of the city of White. Public government running anything in the public sector is tough. And Kim, I my hat's off to anybody who actually does it and run. First of all, anybody who runs, because that's already tough. But then to then win and have to continue to deal with the day-to-day operating of the public sector, it's a lot.
Even so, if you're little.
Even if small like the city of White. Now, is this a full-time job being mayor of the city of White?
Or it
do
is.
You it is a full-time job. So you are nonstop thinking about how do I fix things that are broken? How do I do this in a way that's affordable and not try to break the backs of the taxpayers?
I wake up thinking about it.
You probably go to bed thinking about it.
Dream about it.
Which is never fun. Are there? You said you just came back from conference. Tell us about what that was all about.
It was very interesting. I got to meet a lot of people from all over the state and find out they have the same problems that I do and talk to them and see how they handle things.
Now, was it just a conference of city governments or, I mean, what was the kind of the purpose for
statewide,
this?
Statewide. It was the statewide convention and okay. I got to take classes and I got to hear the governor's wife speak.
Okay. So going to something like that, you said there was an area where vendors then set themselves up. Mm-hmm. So that way, if, in this case, you're looking for particular services that could maybe help in areas, they're all on the floor. It's almost like a trade show at the same time. So you said you found somebody that might be able to do some road work. What about when it comes to water and infrastructure? Are you always trying to meet new people and make new contacts?
Yes, but I was more concerned about Richards Road this time.
Gotcha. But so now, has that individual, I know you mentioned in the first segment, someone that could do it for a reasonable price, have they been up and surveyed it, or where are you in terms of engaging with this company?
I'll tell you how great he was. He used to be the county commissioner in Cobb County.
Okay.
And so he knew how government worked. I called him the very morning I got back. He came out that day and looked at it, and he said, yes, I can help you.
Excellent. So what's the process now? Because, again, I'm thinking always private sector, but public sector, you've got to, bring this back to council? There's got to be a discussion about how much it is. Is it worth doing? Hear input from the community?
The council will vote on it, and as soon as I give him the go-ahead, he'll come out and fix it.
Now, if you get the green light from the city council, what's the turnaround time? Have you gotten sort of an estimate on the project?
Whenever they come out and do it. He's only addressing the road. The drainage will be separate. He will do it that day. Mm-hmm. They can drive on it the next day.
So this is a 24-hour turnaround, assuming the city council approves of the use of funds for this particular problem.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on that. You're smiling in studios.
I'm so excited about it. I was praying the engineer would agree to it, and he did.
So there is a viable solution that checks
it's
all boxes.
DOT approved and everything.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations on that. That's awesome. Hopefully the city council sees it the exact same way.
I hope so.
Now, when is your next city council meeting?
Monday night.
Monday night. And that is open to the public.
Open to the public.
So what time can folks show up and take a seat to watch how the business of government is run?
We have them start coming in at 6:30.
And then
we're there from 5 on.
And usually start the public meeting around, what, 7?
7.
7 o'clock. And about how long do they last? Usually about an hour? Depending on, I know it's not always the same, but in general.
Ours are pretty lengthy, so I would say at least an hour.
Okay. Oh, see, to me, an hour doesn't seem very long, but, you know, I'm on the radio 3 hours every morning, and it goes by like in the blink of an eye, so mm-hmm. I guess it's different. I'm having fun with what I'm doing. So, but people can show up as early as 6:30, but certainly by 7, that's when the official gavel hits and you guys conduct business. And what point do you guys open it up on the floor for anybody that's got a concern, a question, if they want to weigh in? When does the public get, because they don't get to just jump in and talk whenever they want.
No. But sometimes, like, I will allow, during that subject, them to question then instead of wait till the end.
Okay, good. So folks need to be kind of paying attention.
Yes.
Excellent. Kim, I know we're out of time, and it's
Can
always
great. Can I say one thing?
Absolutely. I was going to just say, is there anything I forgot to ask you or do you want to say?
Well, next Saturday is our 100th year celebration, and I want everyone to come out to the City of White and join us.
So what are the plans for that celebration?
We're having a festival. We have all kind of vendors and food trucks and games for the kids. And we have a government section that's going to be set up. And it's going to be fun. We're going to have a parade. Lineup is at 9. Parade starts at 9:30.
Excellent. Now, it's going to be, I'm assuming, in the square area of
yes,
downtown or the strip, I guess. And what time does it start and when is it going to wrap?
Like I said, the parade starts at 9:30, and the festival starts at 10, and end at 6.
And folks, if you're in and around the area of City of White, I'm assuming there's no cost to attend the festival.
No.
So come on out, support the City of White, the 100-year anniversary of the City of White. That's awesome.
I know, right?
It's just a little spot of good news. Are you guys on social media at all?
We said earlier,
so where can people follow what's going on in White?
I have a mayor's page on Facebook. It's Kim Ballew, mayor of the City of White.
Kim Ballew, mayor of City of White. Kim, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks.
Your local time is 8:55. We've got a GNN Weather Center update, Fox Sports, and then back here to wrap things up on this Friday edition of Bartow's Morning News.